It's odd to find a polling site at a bus station. But Macon Bibb officials have done just that. Last Friday, they had a ribbon cutting for an early voting place at the back of Terminal Station downtown. Bus rider Tom O'Keefe says this might be convenient.
If I knew if I was here and I had to wait on a bus for 30 minutes and that was open, I would vote.
Macon Bibb Board of Election officials say having a second early voting space besides the one in their own offices is critical for encouraging turnout. Ronnie Miley is on the Board of Elections.
And which would cut down on the line. And it also give people, if people don't want to come all the way from the east side or the north side, they can go downtown to the terminal station.
Miley says the expansion of early voting is especially important since the board reduced the number of polling precincts on election day. A shrinking budget for the Board of Elections drove that decision.
I mean, we were, mandated to cut back, on expenses. See, we don't have a checkbook over here.
Cassandra Powell is chair of the Macon Bibb Board of Elections. She says the cut from 40 polling precincts to 33 was actually a compromise. More reductions are in the offing.
We're going to do it like in baby steps.
Macon Bibb's polling cuts have drawn the criticism of civil rights and voting rights advocates.
This is not about dollars and cents. This is about votes.
That's Francis Johnson, president of the state NAACP, at a recent news conference in front of the Macon Bibb election offices.
At each and every opportunity to help citizens to be engaged, this Board of Elections has decided to narrow those opportunities.
Macon Bibb may be criticized for voting access by advocates, but other counties have also cut back. The New Georgia Project, a voting advocacy group, says Upson County, west of Macon, and Hall County, northeast of Atlanta, have also reduced polling locations over the past months.
Well, whenever you close precincts, you disenfranchise people.
Kaylee Nemancik is legal strategist for the New Georgia Project. She says getting to a polling place can be complicated when there are fewer of them.
If you don't have a car in your driveway ready to take out, that's figuring out your bus route and figuring out your rail situation, and especially in a state like Georgia that has transportation issues itself, that's a big deal.
Merle King is the executive director for Kennesaw State University's Center for Election Studies. He says budgetary constraints are behind the reduction of Election Day voting precincts, but he adds that it's also a result of the increasing popularity of early voting.
In recent elections in Georgia, statewide elections, we've seen upwards of 50% of the votes cast prior to election days.
That bigger interest in early voting is why Macon Bibb Board of Election members argued for the second early voting spot at the bus station. As for election day, Board Chairman Cassandra Powell says motivated voters can always find a way to get to the polling spot wherever it is. The Democrat says political parties are always eager to help.
So they make phone calls and people get We send people to pick them up and take them to the polls so they can vote. So it's not a problem.
Like many Georgia communities, Macon Bibb will choose a number of local government jobs on Election Day, from mayor to tax commissioner. The tally after the May 24th vote will also tell the story about whether changing voting patterns mean more or less people participating in the election. For GPB News, I'm Michael Caputo in Macon.